news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On Monday night, the Democrats kicked off the first night of the first ever, almost entirely virtual Democratic National Convention. Themed We the People, the opening night focused on the United States' response to the COVID-19 pandemic, access to mail-in voting, racial justice, and a need for unity. We are certainly in uncharted territory here, and the reaction I saw on social media was definitely mixed. I was surprised to read many comments from people saying this type of presentation, as opposed to the packed arena party atmosphere, was exactly the correct tone to strike during these very strange days. My ears perked up at the strains of Bruce Springsteen's The Rising, which he recorded as an anthem of strength, rebuilding, and perseverance following 9/11. The old story goes that he was driving in New Jersey after the towers came down. A fan noticed him and loudly and clearly said, "Bruce, we need you now."
Come on up for the rising. Come on.
The video that went along with the song was full of powerful imagery of the horrible hits we've endured as a nation under this administration, with a definite nod toward a much better future once we all rise up. In her keynote speech, former First Lady Michelle Obama said that Trump had left the strong economy he inherited from former President Barack Obama, quote, in shambles, and emboldened torch-bearing white supremacists with his divisive rhetoric.
Let me be as honest and clear as I possibly can. Donald Trump is the wrong president for our country. He has had more than enough time to prove that he can do the job, but he is clearly in over his head. He cannot meet this moment. He simply cannot be who we need him to be for us. It is what it is.
Michelle Obama said Americans, quote, must vote for Joe Biden like our lives depend on it, a theme that carried throughout the night. Senator Bernie Sanders said exactly what he needed to say to his millions of supporters.
My friends, I say to you, to everyone who supported other candidates in the primary, and to those who may have voted for Donald Trump in the last election, the future of our democracy is at stake. The future of our economy is at stake. The future of our planet is at stake. We must come together, defeat Donald Trump, and elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as our next president and vice president. My friends, the price of failure is just too great to imagine.
Sanders added that while he and Biden have fundamental disagreements on how to change policies, Biden is the right candidate for this moment. So what's on tap for Tuesday night, day two? Well, although I have no idea how they'll do it, it's the roll call of states to formally nominate Joe Biden for the Democratic bid for the presidency. Speakers Tuesday night include former President Bill Clinton, future First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, former Secretary of State John Kerry, and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who will likely pack a huge punch into the 60 seconds she's been allotted. In other news,
yes, I paid the price.
Tuesday, August 18th, 2020, marks the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment, when women officially won the right to vote. A long way, baby. It's also primary day here in Florida. So now more than a dozen states have stepped up and plan to sue the Trump administration as early as this week over cutbacks of the U.S. Postal Service that could delay mail-in voting in November. This according to Maryland's Attorney General Brian Frosch. Frosch said that 15 to 20 Democratic attorneys general are reviewing legal arguments under consideration in one or more lawsuits. Trump said last week that he opposes agreeing to Democrats' demand for Postal Service funding in a coronavirus relief package because, he said, they wanted to pay for universal mail-in voting. Trump denied his position amounted to election tampering and voter disenfranchisement, telling Fox News, quote,
"No, we're not tampering. We want to make it run for less money, much better, always taking care of our postal workers."
Thankfully, Nancy Pelosi appears to have heard our outrage and has called the House back from recess. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy has agreed to testify before the House Oversight and Reform Committee this coming Monday, August 24th. DeJoy, who Trump appointed in May, is a top Republican donor who has reportedly given more than $2 million to the Trump campaign. The Trump administration on Monday finalized its plan to let energy companies drill for oil and gas in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The government is paving the way to issue decades-long leases in the pristine wilderness area before the end of Trump's term. The energy industry and Alaska Governor Michael Dunleavy said allowing drilling in the refuge will create jobs and benefit the economy of a state dependent on the industry. Environmental organizations slammed the plan as a gift to oil companies that would devastate the unique ecosystem and harm Native people. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt said the government could start selling oil and gas leases by the end of the year, and production in Anwar could start in 8 years. And thankfully, U.S. District Judge Frederick Block on Monday rejected a Trump administration push to roll back protections for transgender patients against discrimination by healthcare providers and health insurance companies. Block said a rule due to take effect on Tuesday that was finalized by the Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights in June appeared to be incompatible with a subsequent Supreme Court ruling that says employers cannot discriminate against transgender people. Judge Block wrote, quote, "When the Supreme Court announces a major decision, it seems a sensible thing to pause and reflect on the decision's impact. Since Health and Human Services has been unwilling to take that path voluntarily, the court now imposes it." A spokesperson for Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights said the agency was disappointed in the judge's decision. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.